I think that's complex. I mean, we've made a lot of progress, obviously, in the last century in the area of environmental legislation and regulation, particularly in the 1960s and 70s with the Great Society programs and Johnson, the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, National Environmental Protection Act, which required environmental impact statements before construction in certain projects. So there's been a lot of progress made. On the same token, as I look at history sometimes is kind of like a pendulum swing in the sense that you see periods of massive reform and legislation and regulating the environment, protecting working conditions, civil rights, a variety of different issues. And then you see periods of retrenchment, backlash against that through a more, perhaps you could say, conservative period. And so we've gone through that. You got the progressive early part of the 20th century, you got the more conservative 20s, major reform in the 1930s during the Depression era, a little bit of backsliding in the 40s and 50s during the war years and the beginning of the Cold War, then a huge resurgence of legislation, particularly environmental protections in the 1960s, which really dovetails with the civil rights movement at the same time. And since then, again, a more conservative era that we've been in the last 20 or 30 years or so since Reagan really elected in 1980. While there are still, obviously, many environmental laws have been passed and protections, the enforcement of them has not always been as thorough as maybe could be. There has been some loosening of the reins in certain areas as well. So that's sort of the nature of environmental legislation historically.